let's go back to Luke, or go to Luke 19. There's one word that I meant to study, but I forgot to. I meant to talk about some. And that's in verse 44. Because thou, in the last clause, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. And the word in visitation.
What verse is that?
Verse 44, the last clause. The word visitation is episkopa, which means investigator and to inspect. And so, really, what his this visitation that he's speaking of, there was an inspection, and the inspection and the investigation was. Are the garments spotted by the flesh? And because of the way it was taught, you know, essentially most of the garments were spotted by the flesh because they were trying to fix the flesh. And so now in 2 Peter, or 1 Peter, he uses this word again. 1 Peter chapter 2. I can't believe I forgot to talk about this. Well, let's again, there were no verse numbers or chapters in the original writing, and so in some cases we have to start a little bit earlier in order to understand what he's talking about. So let's start in verse 1. First Peter chapter 1.
1:1?
No.
2:1.
Verse 16. No, let's start in verse 13, I'm sorry. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or all manner of life. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as with silver and gold, from your vain conversation, manner of life, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again not of corruptible seed, but but incorruptible by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, thereof fadeth away, or falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Now in verse 25, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. There it's Rhema, the word made flesh. And then in the next verse, but the word of the Lord, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. And that's logos. So the word becomes the word because of the preaching of the word. But it becomes the word when the word is made flesh in you. So the logos becomes rhema. And that's why the preaching of the cross is the power of God, because the cross destroys anything that isn't of the Spirit, anything isn't of Him. So wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envyings and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow up thereby, or may grow thereby. If so be you have tasted that the word of the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, you also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from the flesh. Abstain from fleshy lusts which war against the soul. Now we stand a lot to study this verse. Having your conversation, your manner of life, honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works and the which they will behold glorify God in the day of visitation. So the word visitation is used the first time about the Jews rejecting Christ, and it's used the second time about the garment being spotted by the flesh. And so in each case, it was really the garment spotted by the flesh. And this is critical, because it's the time of inspection. That's what that word visitation means. The time of inspection, of investigation, to see if any of in you if any of the garment is spotted by the flesh. So there's a visitation for the Jews, and now there's a visitation for us. That there be no spot or blemish on the garment. No flesh being. That means that you have to abandon all of the you. You deny all of you, because all of you is of the flesh. Is that clear? Any thoughts, any questions, anything confusing? This word visitation is kind of important. It's only used twice.
What does it mean besides inspection? It seems like it's inspection kind of threw me a little. It's more like presence.
No, it means inspection. Investigation.
The day of his visitation. Mm-hmm. It'd be like the general coming to look at the troops and walking up and down.
Well, but much more. So, yeah, it's that, but compounded hundredfold. Go to Jude a minute. Our favorite book. Verse 17. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers. And you understand, Jude and James were brothers of Christ, but they never talked about that. He said, remember the words were spoken before of the apostles, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. That call to hate the garment spotted by the flesh is to prepare us for the visitation where the inspection will take place to see if the garment is spotted by the flesh. Is that clear? Now this is what it means. That's why I said earlier, walk in the fear of the Lord. And there will always be this pull. If you think you have to do something with the flesh, or you have to give it breath in some way, as opposed to continuing in the fear of the Lord. Because the fear of the Lord is what will keep the garment from being spotted by the flesh. And what is the garment?
Your body?
No.
Christ.
The righteousness of Christ. And His only. He alone is righteous.
Sorry, I failed the test.
Well, you didn't fail it. You just didn't understand it.
I think I failed it.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to, that's fine. Now, interestingly enough, the word episcopa is also translated in at least two places as bishop. Because that's the bishop, remember, in the first church, in the first century, wasn't anything like they are now. But it's the one that was in charge of two or more satyrs. And the bishop's role in this is to make sure the garment isn't spotted by the flesh. Now, for the way the apostles worked, when they went, and you remember, they went only where they were asked. And they were asked initially in the Jewish synagogues, because the people that came back from seeing and witnessing the crucifixion, and then they had to hang around until, remember what day, to get their lands back?
Jubilee.
Yom Kippur. It was a year of Jubilee, but it was, the lands were returned on the day of Yom Kippur, and the slaves were freed, and debts were canceled and all that. But they had to be present for that to take place. So if their father had sold the land because he ran out of money, they'd come back and they got the land back. And that was from, that's why there were so many people from the entire world, or the known world, that the Jews that came back for that reason. By this time, there was not much attention paid to the ones that did, you know, the law said that you had to, all males had to be present for the three pilgrimage feasts. But that wasn't, that wasn't necessarily paid much attention to often. But on the Jubilee year, it was paid attention to greatly, because there was an appeal to the flesh. And these are the people that sold their homes because they had no more use for them. In their mind, the end was here. And they sold their homes, the ones that were from Rome or Babylon or wherever they were from. And they laid the money at the apostles' feet. And that's what paid for all of the feeding of all of those people. Anyhow. Anybody have any questions about visit? Let's look at where it's bishop. Let's go to Acts 1.
I'm just thinking on what you just discussed in Jubilee. It's like the importance of that phenomena is the parable, not the fact that they got their land back, their dirt, but that they see that it's Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, when they're reconciled to God. Took place as far as getting their property, but the property is...
Well, it also allowed the nation of Israel to continue. Because for people to come from all over the world just to be at one of the three, or the three pilgrimage feasts every year, that's not going to be popular. And every time, it always went into... less and less. And then the pilgrimage year, the feast, a pilgrimage year, then they all came back, and then there was a trailing off again. But every one of these people believed that the end was going to be in their lifetime, the end of time.
And you couldn't be a Jew if you didn't participate, right?
Well, you were a Jew, but you were cut off from the people.
Yeah. So it was a big deal.
Yeah. Anyhow, let's go look at Acts 1. This is that kind of interesting time, but starting with verse 15. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. Men and brethren, the scripture must needs be have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all the bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers of Jerusalem, insomuch as the field is called in the proper tongue Aseldama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written, in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric, or his episcopal, let another take. And so they had to, that's Psalm, I'm sorry, that's Psalm 109, verse 8. So then they went ahead and they prayed and they, and Matthias was the one chosen, and then you never hear from him again. Because from God's standpoint, Paul was the 12th apostle. So the bishopric wasn't, even though man, they voted for Matthias to take over. From God's standpoint, it was always intended to be Paul. But no one would have believed that at the time that they took this vote. All right, so then let's look at it where again. It's 1 Timothy 3. This is a verse 1. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, etc., etc. And then it goes on. But it, and there are other places where the word is used, but I just took these two where the word bishop or bishopric is the same word for the visitation. Because that was the function of the bishops, to visit the satyrs that they had started. But that's why the bishop, the word is translated investigate and inspect. Because he was to call if there was any, or to exhort and kick. But if the garment was spotted by the flesh in that satyr. Anybody have any thoughts about all this? Any response? If he came today, would your garment be spotted by the flesh? That's the question that you must always answer. That's what produces the fear of God. That's why I've said so often that if you think you have to use, and the only way the garment spotted by the flesh is with your mind. That's the only thing that can spot the righteousness of his garment or him. And so if you have to use your mind, then always take the lowest seat. Father, I'm not too sure this is true, but it sounds like it might be. So I don't know what else to do. But don't ever justify it. unless you can come up with another definition of what the garment spotted by the flesh means. But this understood will always cause you to walk in the fear of the Lord. If not understood, this will just be boring to you. You'll have, you know, this is for somebody else. This is for something else. This couldn't be true. So everybody understands.
So if we have a day of visitation around here, and the Lord finds a garment spotted by the flesh, you're in trouble.
Well, that's probably why zeal is the natural office. That's right. That's why you in here we exhort one another daily.
Right.
That's why that exhortation is should be in every church, every Seder group, like the garment. And again, to me the biggie is the garment spotted by the flesh. It's so easy to do. You do it by accident. Any response? All right, take a big time.